It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, L3 Communications, all defense contractors, all have reportedly been hacked in recent weeks. What is going on? Alan Paller is director of research at the SANS Institute. He says attacks like these have been happening a lot in recent years, and they're getting more noticeable.
2 years ago, spies broke into the systems that have the technical specs for the F-35. That's a $300 billion strike fighter managed by Lockheed, and they got the plans for a particularly critical element of that, and those plans have shown up in other nations' military systems already. So what they're getting is big. It's happening about twice a month. The attacks have gotten much more sophisticated, and these you're seeing right now are examples of that.
How equipped are defense contractors to handle the latest forms of attacks?
The most sophisticated attacks can't be stopped. So your question is in two parts. One is, how good are they at stopping the ones that can be stopped? And the answer is pretty good. But when the bad guys are inside, how fast can you find them and get them out? They're not very good at that.
But wait, you said that there are some attacks that just can't be stopped. That's a pretty bold and terrifying thing to say.
As long as you have a computer system that's connected to the network and users can get on it, there are ways of persuading users to let you in. Remember, the Great Wall of China was breached by a guard that let the hordes through.
The Mongol hordes, yeah.
Yes. So we're dealing with the same thing, where if you're willing to spend enough money, you can fool someone into providing you access.
Humans. We create systems where we are the weak link. Anoop Ghosh is with security company Invincia. He says a lot of people are working on how to minimize the risk of people.
The conventional approach is to train users not to click on links and emails and not to open attachments that come from people you don't know. The problem is we're not going to be able to train ourselves to a solution here. We need to get technology on every desktop so users are protected against these types of attacks.
Does this type of technology exist now?
This technology does exist now. Companies that understand they're being targeted against attacks are beginning to deploy virtualization technology on the desktops. The idea is when users go online, we put them in a virtual environment. So instead of running your browser on your desktop, you're actually running it on a virtual desktop. And when your browser gets infected, which is exactly how these attacks work, you've infected a virtual machine. What that prevents is user errors from actually infecting your desktop and infecting your network.
Read more about these attacks at marketplacetech.org. Sometimes we gotta ask, O Internet, what hast thou wrought? The Museum of Me is a website from Intel. Let's go there now. First, let it access your Facebook. This music kicks in. Then you see a museum dedicated to you, and you float through it like an egotistical ghost. Look, portraits on the wall of your friends, a gallery of your photos, a montage of words you use most often. Cartoon people are at your museum. They must love you. At the end, robot arms pluck your friends' pictures from the air. The pictures form a mosaic of you. Internet, has it come to this? I know technology can make us narcissistic, but shrines? It would be nice if Intel would offer a virtual wrecking ball to destroy our museums once we realize what monsters we've become. For more information, look at websites on computers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.